Our Order of the Holy Cross started over 800 years ago. And from that original day, we wore this red and white cross on our chest, a symbol of the blood and water that flowed out of Jesus at the crucifixion. But I think we can also well say it symbolizes the blood, sweat, and tears that Jesus put out to carry out his mission to create a new world called the Kingdom of God. In the early 1900s, the Croziers from Europe opened missions in Africa, in Indonesia, in Minnesota in 1910, and in Brazil. They had been in Wisconsin in 1850, but then Civil War put a nix to the mission that was there. So, we are going to go to Indonesia, where the Croziers have a large group of Croziers, 150 some, and have three major places of mission. It's going to be a quick trip, but first of all, Indonesia itself. It is the fourth largest country in the world, following right after the US in terms of population, 270 million. It is also the largest single nation gathering of Muslim people. 85% of that country is Muslim. And the Catholic population is a small percentage, 7%, scattered throughout 17,000 islands. So Indonesia, 17,000 islands, spreading as wide as from Washington State to Washington, D.C., 3,000 some miles. So let us go to the center of that strip of islands, to the island of Java. There we serve as pastors of many parishes. And I need to say this, we Croziers profess our mission to be this, touching suffering with hope. Touching suffering with hope. So Java is one of the most crowded islands in the world, with 150 million people on that little island, the size of Ohio. Okay? Many, many children, and many of them do not get education. That really is a suffering. So we Croziers do direct a large district of Catholic schools in one of the major dioceses, 87 schools, most of them K through 12, to at least give a chance to several thousand of the children to have hope for the future. We also run a vocation school to give young women and men skills in various carpentry, household types of things, so that they too have a sense of hope for the future. Now we're going to fly from Java to Sumatra, the island of Father Kosman. And as we go there, I am going to don a shawl that at feast times men would wear over their right shoulder. Just the symbol of the richness of the culture of Indonesia and especially Sumatra. You may remember in the year 2004, the day after Christmas, there was a large earthquake in Sumatra, and it resulted in a huge tsunami that wiped out over 200,000 people in one big wave. It traumatized the people forever. We work in the upper part of that island in many large parishes. We also serve on the diocesan level in several commissions. Father Kosman served for a while before he came here. He served on the Commission for Catholic Families to develop and strengthen Catholic families. In 1991, some of the Croziers from Sumatra went to a small island just off the coast of Sumatra. The island is called Nias. During the earthquake, that island literally tipped a bit. Some of the lakes flowed out, went dry. Anyhow, again, another suffering people because they began to rebuild, and on came another earthquake and destroyed churches, homes that were just being started to be built. And that sent the people into a sense of hopelessness. So what are we doing there to raise hope for these people? We opened a Crozier Resource Center to to help young men and women learn some of the skills of gardening and gardening products that they could sell, and also learning farming, meaning being able to take care of cattle and pigs and chickens, so on, so that they too could crawl out of subsistence style of life, very unstable, into something more substantial and stable. Now we're going to go, I told you it's a quick trip, we're going to fly all the way from the west to the absolute east of the country, which is the island of New Guinea, half of which belongs to Indonesia. And that was my home for 36 years. And as we go there, I am going to wear this casuary feather band, headband, which people wear till today when there are festivities, even church festivities. So at Christmas, Easter, or some major church celebrations, they will come drumming to the church and wearing headbands this like this, or fur headbands, coming to church to praise God who is building a church in the rainforest. I lived in the most unique diocese in the world, I think. Unique because, one, it's the only diocese in the world that two-thirds of it go underwater several days every month because of the high tides, and especially June, July, and December and January. It can go under 4 to 5 feet of water. Add on to that 12 to 15 feet of rain, hence the name rainforest. So you can well imagine that nothing is built on the ground. All houses, shops, churches, schools, hospitals are 4 to 6 feet off the ground. All the streets. There are no roads, except they're just starting some roads way in the northern part where at the foothills of the mountains. Otherwise, most of the diocese has no roads except for rivers, some of which are only this wide, and some that are a mile wide. Those are our streets and highways, okay? Now, what makes that diocese unique again is that 90% of its population are what we call hunters and food gatherers. So they live off the rivers to catch fish and get some of the fruits out of the jungle, including their bread. Their bread comes out of a palm tree, a sago palm tree. And so does jungle bacon. Who knows about jungle bacon? Well, sometimes they chop down the tree to harvest it for the flour to make bread. And then they let a section of it lie 40 days in the jungle. And then they can come back, crack open its bark, and it is wriggling full of thumb-sized grub worms, which you can skewer, fry, roast, smoke, whatever you want to do, and they are nutritious and delicious. And that's how I got to be this tall. Anyhow, what I'm trying to impress upon you is these are a people who still live a subsistence life, basically. They're not getting a stable wage or income. Some of the men are wonderful carvers, some of the women are wonderful weavers of mats that have become known throughout the world. Nonetheless, it's all unstable economy. And so we ask them to be as responsible for the church as possible, but it's limited, very limited. How do we touch their suffering? For one, you can well imagine the marshy, mushy rainforest. The malaria is heavy. Pneumonia, dysentery, leprosy, and in the middle 80s, AIDS came into the area as well. So at any moment, around 75% of our people are ill, either skin sicknesses or inside. And so one way to touch that suffering with hope, we have built the Hospital of St. Odelia, at least to serve some of the population. We also give out scholarships for young men and women who want to become nurses or doctors, which is another way of touching suffering with hope, okay? Now, another thing you need to know is that in that diocese, and in the diocese where Father Kosman comes from, and Java, many, many villages are scattered throughout the jungle. And because of a limited number of priests, there are only a small portion of those villages that can have Mass on Sunday. or even on a weekday for that matter, maybe once a month. So, one of the ways of touching that suffering is that we train young men and women to become leaders of their Catholic communities in all these villages. So they're the ones, when the priest is not available, they lead the service. And it is very important for them to be convinced of the good news that we just heard before, that they understand and are convinced and enthusiastic proclaimers of the Jesus we heard about, who heals even though he's ridiculed. That's the Jesus we hope they believe in and want to communicate to the people and build the church in the jungle. Obviously, behind all of this also is, already intimated it, is the lack of priests and pastors, brothers and sisters. So we're blessed, fortunately, in Indonesia, there still are lots of vocations. So at this moment, we have about 45 seminarians, which is very good news. So I stand before you, my brothers and sisters, in Wisconsin, next door neighbors to Minnesota, where I come from, and I'm asking for your help, as have many missionaries before. One piece of help that we obviously need is to continue educating these seminarians. So if you feel really blessed economically, you may be able to sponsor a seminarian for a month or for a whole year. It's $8,000 to $10,000 for a whole year, all in. Living costs and education costs. That's cheap compared to what we have to pay, dish out here in the United States. Another way of supporting us is a good sum to give scholarships to these students that want to be nurses and doctors or become teachers. Education is so important for these people who live among 700 tribes in Indonesia. But there is a national language called Bahasa Indonesia. So it's very important to have good education for these people so that they can work together, not only building a nation, but building a church, okay? So one way also of teasing out a donation from you for the missions is to say, can you afford the equivalent of one or two large family pizzas for our Catholic family and our croziers on the other side of the world, where right now it is 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. There's 16 hours ahead of us, okay? That's my request for you to help from this blessed country that is so blessed, to help our poor sisters and brothers and our croziers who are working that mission and growing a church. I'm going to conclude this mission appeal with a sign of the cross in Bahasa Indonesia, and you will end it with Amin. Amin. That's Bahasa Indonesia for Amen. Okay? Ready to sign yourselves? Atas nama Bapa dan Putra dan Roh Kudus. Now that was a pretty strong Amin. I think some of you want to go to New Guinea. And if you can't go there directly, then go with your donation. So we're having a second collection after communion, which means then you can just put your cash or checks right into the basket. If you forgot your checkbook or your billfold, then take along one of the envelopes that's at the end of the pew, and you can put your donation in there and bring it back next Sunday. And Father Richard will make sure that it gets to us, okay? By the way, he's ill at this moment, so he was happy that two of us came and can fill in for him, okay? Thank you very much. In Bahasa Indonesia, it is terima kasih banyak. Thank you for your kind attention and patience. Thank you.